Welcome to the Natalie Better Show Backstory Genealogy Series. I'm Paul Vogelsang. This is episode 209, and we're celebrating National DNA Day. As part of our Backstory Genealogy Series, joining us today is Dr. Olivier Noel. Dr. Olivier Noel is a 2017 Forbes magazine 30 Under 30 honoree in science and is founder and CEO of DNA Simple. Dr. Noel, who grew up in Haiti, then attended medical school at Penn State, has been conducting DNA, biomedical, and developmental biology research for 8 years. In celebration of National DNA Day, please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show via internet phone, Dr. Olivier Noel. Dr. Olivier Noel, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure being here. Thank you, Paul.
Well, the title of your talk at the National Institutes of Health, Bench to Bedside to Business, is a talk on startups in science and entrepreneurship in science. What is your point about startups in science?
Yes. So Bench to Bedside to Business was really a talk about showing that there are a lot of opportunities in the sciences actually to make an impact and actually be entrepreneurs. I think for a long time, particularly in graduate school and medical school and training in general in the sciences, starting companies and being entrepreneurs has been a bit a taboo and a talk that people don't really have. And assuming everyone's going to go into the academia and a grant writing and assistant professor pipeline. But what I think is there are quite a number of opportunities outside of just clinical trials. As we know, these processes are quite important for coming up with new drugs for patients, but they take on average 14 years and more than $2 billion. So this is quite a process that takes a long time. And I think there are other ways for us as scientists to make an impact much faster and really reach patients. And I think we work on a lot of exciting things that I think are readily translatable. And so we should work together to do just that, discuss some of the ideas, discuss some of the stuff that we work on in lab right now, and how we could leverage that into tools that can make it to patients today, whether that is a simple lab technique, whether that is some of the new stuff that we're learning with precision medicine and how and in the patient's background and genetic background profile can make a difference in terms of how they respond to medication or not. So those, I think, are opportunities that are available right now, not necessarily to go into a drug pipeline, but for scientists to discuss ways to leverage them and create companies, really. And ultimately, I think the win is for the patients. They get to use some of that information and not necessarily wait 10 to 15 years for a drug to come out in the pipeline.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what your company, DNA Simple, is doing. Recently featured on ABC's Shark Tank, and none other than Mark Cuban himself was the big funding partner there. So kind of a two-part question for you. Tell us a little bit about DNA Simple, and then number two, part of the question, how has the business changed since appearing on Shark Tank? You know, what are you doing? I'm sure you've got a lot more signups, but give us that kind of that rundown since your first appearing there.
Yeah, absolutely. So in a nutshell, DNA Simple is an online database where anyone and patients can sign up in a few minutes, and we match them to a research study looking for somebody with their background. So it's sort of a two-part platform where on one end, investigators and researchers in the genomics area will tell us what patient population they're looking for and studying. And on the other end, our algorithms will match the folks who fit those criteria. And ultimately, we would anonymously get their samples and provide it to the research team for the research. And our model is unique in terms of that we do compensate folks when they participate in a research study. So an incentive on both sides to really push forward the sample acquisition and patient matching to research studies. So that's what we do. And in terms of the Shark Tank, I mean, if you talk to anyone who's appeared on the show, the PR and the exposure is really the big thing that you get out of it. So I think if you look at all the numbers, it was really interesting to see a 5x shoot up in almost every area. So it's probably the area of the biggest impact, and we've cracked the over 100,000 signups almost very quickly after that. So it's been great in that area.
And well, congratulations, Dr. Noel. I personally signed up. I would encourage my listeners to go and sign up. I think that my particular age group, kind of the over 55 population, really might be logical fit for this particular program with DNA Simple. Today's show is sponsored by DNABargains.com. Check out DNABargains.com where you'll find all things DNA testing. You'll also find Thomas McKenty's latest free, ebook titled The DNA Buying Guide, with a thorough, reputable rundown of the who, what, when, and where for all things DNA testing. That's DNABargains.com. Check out DNABargains.com to find out more about $49 DNA tests. Check out DNABargains.com and support the Not Old Better Show. Thank you. We, of course, are with Dr. Olivier Noel. He is the CEO of DNA Simple. Dr. Noel, as an entrepreneur, I know you're very busy, so I just have one final question for you. And it has to do with this idea of biorights, which is kind of a relatively new term referring to a patient's permission on specimens that have been released unless they're compensated. And I know that DNA Simple does provide a compensation plan for blood. I believe it's just blood at this point, not for blood at DNA Simple. I believe it's just saliva at this point. But does payment for blood, saliva, or tissue samples that's used for research, it certainly is very high demand, but does it alter the results or even stifle medical advances?
Just to clarify, we also do urine and stool, so we've extended a little bit. That's probably another post-shark neck
extension.
But to your very important question, I don't think it does. So it does alter it. I think if done in the right way, it's actually more beneficial. Because ultimately, what you get is more patient participation, which is what we all want. This is what's helpful, ultimately, to have cures and drugs come out in the pipeline. So the biorights movement is a fairly recent one, and I think the way I look at it is if there's economics involved and there's money involved in the whole process, why not having the patient be part of it? So I think for us, we have a structure in place to determine and make sure that a sample we think is from a diabetic patient is from a diabetic patient. And so I don't think the compensation affects that negatively at all. If anything, we've got great responses. And even folks who are not interested in the compensation just appreciate the fact that it's there and they have the option to donate it to a charity of their choice. So for my money, I don't think, I think it's a good thing. I mean, if there's money involved and that the patient feels part of the process, why not? And I think if done properly, it serves really as an incentive for someone who would have been really helpful to a study. And if that's the little plus that gets them to participate, I think everyone wins in that end. So I think done in the right way, it's not impacting negatively in medical advances, putting together within the right structure and understanding where it's coming from and establishing a proper structure so that, you know, folks are not just coming in just to give the money and indicating they have a condition they might not have. But within the right structure, I think it's actually beneficial.
It seems like DNA Simple has the right structure too. As an MD, Dr. Olivier Noel, you have maybe a slightly different perspective than somebody coming at this from a purely business standpoint. Would you say that?
I agree. Mm-hmm. Whether you're looking at it from a economic standpoint strictly, I agree. I mean, for me, again, being a physician scientist in training. I am excited about the idea of having more people participate, and so to me, if you could create incentives, and this is something we've done in the past in terms of, you know, maybe offering gift cards and little things, but I think it's new in terms of offering cash now for those. But I get excited with the idea of having more people participate. So mm-hmm. I think what we ought to do is set up a structure where if there's money involved, which there is, we as a group should determine what's a way to create incentives and have the patient also take part of the economics. But ultimately, the goal is to have more patient participate, more participant in studies so that, you know, these studies can move on and not cancel after 3-4 years for lack of patient participation.
Well, Dr. Olivier Noel, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, DNA Simple is the company. We heard, of course, from you yesterday at the National Institutes of Health National DNA Day. But Dr. Olivier Noel, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you. My thanks to our guest today, Dr. Olivier Noel, MD and CEO of DNA Simple. Links to DNA Simple website at dnasimple.org will be in our show notes. And as usual, we'll post all the links to everything else. And also, as usual, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me. I'm always interested in feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play, or send me email at info@notold-better.com. Check out our next show, another great one, as we talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.